Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Timex Performance Center. We've got a great half hour lined up for you, including my legacy interview with former Giant quarterback Jeff Hostetler. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Verizon, as we look back at the Giants' thrilling come-from-behind win against the Bucks.
Jump after, jump on him, baby. Let's go,
Giant. What's up, baby? Great day to be a Giant. Great day.
We ain't going 0-2 in this. We ain't going 0-2. Ain't nobody taking that from us. No, 1-2-3.
I set Giants to blitz. Freeman back and sack and drop at the 44-yard line by Chase Blackburn.
Let's compete with him, all right?
Get a good feel now for how that end is playing so you can set him up for the scissors. Because the zone's going to be a 5 or 6 or 8 yard play. The scissors going to be a 30 yard play. You with me?
And off Brown finds a cutback lane. Let's shoot for the hole to the 30, up to the 40, and tackled at the 43 yard line. Play clock at 3, Manning out of the gun. 4-man rush, steps up, throws one right or left, and it's intercepted. Threw it right to one of the Bucks. Brandon McDonald running down the right sideline.
We're going to get y'all the ball back, huh? Let's go. Let's go. We're going to get y'all this ball right back, man.
Second and 10 for the Bucks from their own 24. Freeman back again. He's under pressure, backs away from it, throws it late over the middle. Intercepted. Corey Webster gets the pick.
Hey, boy, appreciate you.
Right, boy.
Bring out Grady. I appreciate
it. I got to get you.
Boy, you sparked it up, though. I ain't gonna lie, you sparked it up though.
Hey, where
you came from?
What?
Okay. If he jumps inside, you beat him inside, you probably break it. But if he jumps inside, and it really fails. Just like double press wide. You have to get real wide though.
Third and 2, almost 3, just inside the Giants 20. Manning calls the signals, and he's back to throw. He's under pressure, and he's going to heave it downfield. He's got Cruz wide open. Makes the catch to the 40. He's to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants. And he does the salsa. Manning to Cruz. 80 yards. Manning's back. Pump fake left. Looks right. Throws right. Looking for Martellus Bennett, who makes the catch and is in for the touchdown. He jumped over the defender, McDonald, and Martellus Bennett has given the Giants the lead with 3:59 to go.
Hey, let's finish this thing now. Let's finish this thing.
Giants drop the safeties deep. Second and 10 at the Giant 45. 12 seconds to go. Freeman's back. Freeman flushed out of the pocket. Throws the middle of the field high and left. Intercepted by Michael Foley. He sits down. Ball game over. Giants are going to win it.
Great job of believing and a great job of fighting, man. Hey, well, there's a ton of things we know we can improve on and get better on, but we fought and we fought and we fought. We went out there down 2 scores. We made up the difference. We hung in there at the end. You kept fighting, and you got to win. We can make the corrections if you play with your heart like you did today. The second half, you did not believe you were out of it, and you went out and won a football game that most would have said was gone. Okay, so congratulations to all of you. That's a hell of a job, man.
Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3. Team!
Obviously, one of the most prolific days in Giants history as far as offense. When we come back, a guy who had a run for the ages, quarterback Jeff Hostetler, after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota from the Timex Performance Center. Jeff Hostetler took the Giants on a magical run en route to their second Super Bowl victory in the 1990 season. I recently had a chance to sit down with the former Giants quarterback about his road to a championship. Jeff Hostetler joined the New York Giants in 1984 after a star-studded career at West Virginia University. Serving as a backup to quarterback Phil Simms, the versatile Hostetler would wear many hats during his early years with the Big Blue.
I wanted to get out on the field, and it looked like the only possibility for me getting out onto the field was try to do anything else I could. So played special teams, played wide receiver, did everything I could just to get myself out on that field.
But after 6 years of waiting for an opportunity,
Hostetler finally got his shot in 1990. Phil Simms' injury-riddled season would open the door for Haas to step up and prove himself as the Giants' starting quarterback.
It was the opportunity that I'd been waiting for, and right there it was, and it was just time to go out and do it.
Despite critics all over the football world doubting the backup's ability, Hostetler would lead the Giants on a playoff run for the ages, first knocking off the Chicago Bears at home, and then upsetting the two-time defending champion San Francisco 49ers in a gutsy NFC Championship game performance.
Giants are trailing by a point. All depends on Matt Barr. Fans are on their feet and screaming. Matt, spot. Kick is away. He's got the distance. It is good! Good!
And the Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
I think after that game, getting to the locker room and realizing, wow, all these people said it couldn't be done, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
First of all, the Super Bowl, without a doubt, the ultimate as far as emotions, the feelings that you have standing in that tunnel, waiting to be introduced. And seeing everybody holding the little American flags. I still get chills thinking about that time.
And the atmosphere outside the football community, what was going on in the world with the Gulf War. And we were going against a team that was supposedly the lock of the year to win the Super Bowl, and we were underdogs again, but we liked that role. We actually survived a bombardment from them early on. I mean, they were fast, quick defensive unit that had some big-name players.
What a hit on Hostetler. And Hostetler is down and not moving.
In the first half, I was dinged up, got hit, and they were giving me smelling salts. And then, boom, back into the game. All of a sudden, it was, okay, guys, it's do or die.
Third down, Giants need 7 points. Hostetler looking for help, looking for a receiver. Throws end zone, touchdown, Baker! We mentioned it was gut check time, and these Giants just have that gut check.
Scott Norwood, he can fire the shot heard round the world now and win a Super Bowl.
I can see the snap, I can hear the kick. He hit it good, and I remember just slow motion and just watching the ball and not being able to tell whether it was good or not.
And I stayed there for a while, just savoring it and just watching our guys race all over the place. Having won the game and being back in the locker room and then having my two kids with me.
Haas, you did it, man. Congratulations.
Every one of my brothers is in there. My wife, who's pregnant, is in, all celebrating something that 6 weeks earlier didn't even seem a possibility. It was pretty special.
In 1991, Hostetler beat out Phil Simms for the Giants' starting quarterback position. Jeff would stay with the Big Blue through the 1992 season, before signing with the Los Angeles Raiders in 1993. In his 4 years as the starting quarterback for the Black and Silver, Haas would earn Pro Bowl honors in 1994. Jeff would finish his career with the Washington Redskins, retiring after the 1998 season. But through it all, Jeff will always be remembered as a Giant forever.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. I think I learned that more as the years go by. You realize that it's a fraternity that very few have the opportunity to be part of, and I'm awful blessed to be part of it.
Jeff Hostetler's drive and motivation, clearly an inspirational moment as the Giants captured Super Bowl 25. Time for this week's edition of Gatorade, Win From Within. two guys get along, and they've formed a dynamic duo when it comes to the Giants' special teams unit. Time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam, brought to you by Heinz. Obviously, the That's this week's Sideline Jam presented by Heinz. When we come back, a whole lot more of Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. One of the key motivating factors for the Giants organization is not only to win football games, but to have an impact within the community, as the Giants recently held their community caravan.
The important thing is, you know, you guys just got to get out, be active, enjoy yourself. Every day is a beautiful day. As long as you try to do the right things every day, you'll turn out to be a successful person.
You get these right, you get a prize, you get a hat. All right, our first question is, what is the famous dance that Victor Cruz does?
Some of the Giants players coming out, supporting the community, and handing out free DVDs, some Giants logo cups. Not only does our team love it, but customers get really excited to see the players come out and just have some fun with it.
We're off today.
Thank you for coming out. Nice meeting you.
Glad to be here.
I just want to take this time to thank the New York Giants for coming to the firehouse. On 9/11 day, they're recognizing first responders throughout the tri-state area. They were nice enough to present a check for our firefighters, and the check is going to go towards the firefighters union.
We had a great day, you know, got to hang out with the firefighters, you know, just going to see what they go through every day, you know, the life that they live, how tough it is to be a firefighter. And we actually got to shoot a fire hose, and I never thought it would ever be that hard. Just an overall great day, really enjoyed it, and I know Prince and David enjoyed it too, and you know, hopefully we can come back here at some point again.
Obviously, the Giants spreading good cheer with their community caravan. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, obviously, it's been a very interesting start to the season for the New York Giants, with some awkward playing dates. Opening up the season on a Wednesday night, having a long window to prepare for the Tampa Bay Bucs, then a compressed week in getting ready for the Carolina Panthers, which affords the Giants a little bit of extra time to get ready for the divisional showdown against the Philadelphia Eagles. But one of the things that's really important about all this is to handle this with calm, which the Giants have done. Sure, every team wants to play on Sunday at 1 o'clock, but that's not the case, especially when you're the defending Super Bowl champions. But Tom Coughlin has a knack of keeping things simple for his football team, and his quarterback, Eli Manning, has a very level-headed composure when it comes to all these things, keeps everybody focused on the prize and how to get their work in. That serves the Giants very well when you're dealing with adverse circumstances like the schedule has presented itself to start the season. And that's my perspective. Hey, make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Twitter at Giants, and at Facebook.com/New York Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse, with two convenient locations in Manhattan on East 44th Street and on 28th and 5th. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Buy and sell real Giants tickets at NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. Pepsi Max, zero calories, maximum taste, official soft drink of the New York Giants. Visit MetLifeCentral.com for a chance to win amazing Giants experiences. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited.